From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that the Albany legislature has failed to pass any significant legislation this year to address the large affordable housing crisis in the state. State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl E. Heste released a joint statement on June 8th to blame Governor Kathy Hochul for their failure to pass any legislation. Stewart-Cousins and Heste said, and I quote, "Unfortunately, it was clear that we could not come to an agreement with the governor on this plan. All three chambers must immediately redouble our efforts and come up with a plan that the governor will sign into law," end quote. But the legislative session ends this week, so there will not be any help to renters and buyers across New York anytime soon. Hochul spokesperson Julie Wood blamed the legislation. Hochul originally proposed building 800,000 housing units across the state over the next 10 years. Other bills have proposed converting commercial buildings into housing and to give tenants more rights. None of it passed. Open New York, a group that supports both good cause legislation and housing development, denounced both the governor and the legislature, with Anne Marie Gray, the group's executive director, saying in a statement, and I quote, "While Albany is spending the day finger-pointing their way through failure, it is beyond clear that there is more than enough blame to be spread around," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kate Lisa reports at New York State of Politics that as the legislature in Albany comes to a close, lawmakers are expected to approve a last-minute bill to move most town and county elections to even-numbered years. Bill sponsor, Senator James Scofis, says the idea is to get more people voting. He said, and I quote, "As it stands right now, in a lot of these local town and county elections, you have 20% or so of voters deciding the outcome of the entire jurisdiction. Why are you so afraid of 50, 60, 70% of voters determining who should hold these local positions?" End quote. But the bill is only a half measure, as it would not apply to city or village elections, nor for county clerk, sheriff, district attorneys, and elections for local judges protected in the state constitution to be held in odd-numbered years. Michael Zerlo, president of the State Association of Counties and the Clinton County Administrator, said, and I quote, "In local elections forced to be with state and national elections, it's going to suck up the media time. It's going to take the air out of the room. How is it that a town board member or a county legislator or supervisor is going to have the opportunity in the platform to discuss real issues, issues that affect the day-to-day concerns of their communities? Are they going to be able to afford a 6 p.m. news slot? Probably not," end quote. Governor Kathy Hochul seemed to be leaning in favor of the bill, saying on June 7th that, and I quote, "If you're talking about turnout, I would say having a year when there's more people turning out for a presidential or gubernatorial race, it's an increase in turnout, and more people voting in these elections is always better for democracy. But I've not had a chance to look at the details," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Andrea Mako from Porcupine Soup reports that the State and National Registers of Historic Places nominated two local properties this week, Fairview Manor in Columbia County and the Alpine in Greene County, were nominated. Getting nominated makes properties eligible for various public preservation programs and incentives, such as matching state grants and federal and state historic rehabilitation tax credits. Fairview Manor in Claverick is also known as the Alonzo and Mary E. Flack House. The house was damaged by fire in 1998. The Alpine, meanwhile, is a summer lodging house in Haynes Falls. It could host up to 35 guests and was open through 1963. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.